Time to take a look at how you can make the best airfare purchasing decision possible. Rick Seney is our guest from Dallas, Texas. He's a CEO of FareCompare.com. FareCompare.com, it's a consumer research website. And the motto of that website is never overpay for airline tickets again. And we're going to talk with him about how FareCompare works and also to answer your questions about where you want to go and what you want to do by air. And you can join in at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or in the Madison area, reach us at 263-1890, 263-1890. Rick Seney, welcome back. Nice to have you with us.
It's good to be back. I enjoyed the last time.
I'll tell you what, and maybe you could, for those who might have missed your last appearance on the show, how does FareCompare work?
Basically, we're one of the handful of companies in the world that receive the raw airfare data directly from the airlines, and we get that information up to 3 times a day in the U.S. and 5 times a day for international, making a total of 8 times a day. And we're basically a technology company, and we process that data. And for everybody that signs up for our free email alerts, we actually send out the information on when new low prices occur several hours before they hit any purchasing site, including the airline sites themselves.
So you're ahead of everybody on in terms of the prices.
Yeah, we basically know what's about to happen before it's about to happen.
What do you tell? I'm sure you get people that ask, and I've heard people ask on this show, when is the best time to buy air travel? And I suppose there are maybe more than one answer to that question, but what do you say to those people?
Well, we're working on some technology to answer just that question in a more technological way, which will be coming out with a new product later this year. But in general, there's several rules of thumb. The airlines manage their revenue in 3 to 4 month cycles. So if you shop before 4 months before, and this is specifically for travel in the domestic U.S. and Canada, then you're shopping a little bit too soon because they're going to charge you a premium for that. So you need to start shopping about 4 months ahead of your flight. And certainly you always have to purchase your ticket outside of 14 days before departure. Otherwise, you're going to get caught into the business traveler rates. And those are going to be anywhere from double to quadruple what you would normally pay, sometimes even more. So it also depends on what days you should travel as well. I mean, the off-peak days of Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday are the cheapest days to travel. So if you can be flexible and travel on those days, you'll definitely save money there as well.
Now, which days were those again?
Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Saturday are the best days to travel.
They're definitely the best days, not only for pricing, but also for convenience, because you won't be as packed on the airplanes, the airport will be quieter, you won't have as many issues. So if you can possibly be flexible and travel on those days, those are definitely the best days to travel.
Well, we have some callers online who have questions for you, Rick, so we'll go to the phones. Again, you can join us at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. And let's go to Jim in Bayfield County. Jim,
yeah.
Hello to you.
Well, yeah, good morning. I did something last week. I purchased a car on eBay, and it's sitting out in Las Vegas.
Oh.
And I have to get out there and pick it up now. It was real easy bidding on this car, but doing the rest of this is a little more complicated. And my wife would like to go with me, so we're going to need one-way flights to Las Vegas. The closest airport to my hometown here is Duluth, and I have a person who will give me a ride up to Duluth, so I wouldn't have a parking situation. But perhaps the best flights are going to be out of Minneapolis, but I was just wondering what might be available.
Well, you know, basically Las Vegas in the summertime is usually relatively inexpensive because it's only about 150 degrees in the shade.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you should be able to find a flight specifically out of Minneapolis because there'll be quite a bit of competition out of Minneapolis on a one-way to Las Vegas, and you should be able to get a pretty good deal. If you go out of Duluth, you're going to get basically the regional airport premium, so you might even pay double what you normally would pay if you were able to go out of Minneapolis.
I see. And what about, I've heard about people flying standby Is that something we should be looking at?
Well, I mean, flying standby is, or for last-minute travel, one thing you could also look for if you're a little bit flexible on your days is you could look for, like, a weekend trip. But so most of those are round trips. So since you're just going one way, you won't have very many options there. But on standby, normally that would be like if you're an airline employee or something like that, and you can get on a plane if it's not full. But I would not recommend you going out there and trying to do a walk-up fare, because a walk-up one-way fare to Las Vegas is probably going to be in the $300 to $500 range.
Okay, and should I just go through my neighborhood travel agent to do this, or what's the best way?
You know, you could go to any, you know, out of Minneapolis, your best bet is to check the Northwest website first, and you can also check faircompare.com and see, and we'll aggregate all the airlines together, so you just type in the dates. When are you planning on leaving?
Well, it kind of depends on when we get the best deal on the flight. So maybe next week someday.
Yeah, you're probably going to do, to get the best price, you're going to have to wait at least 7 days to get the best price. Otherwise, you're going to be caught in the business traveler category. So you need to start shopping and buy that ticket today if you want to go in the near future.
Yeah.
Well, that's good advice.
All right. Thanks very much for calling. Appreciate your call. And in the past, I've heard people who have said, gee, it's cheaper to buy a round-trip ticket than a one-way. I'll buy a round-trip ticket and throw away the other half of the ticket. But
you have to be careful if you throw away the back half of the ticket, that's probably something you could do. I know a lot of people do that. Some people actually will buy tickets, round-trip tickets, when they need to go one way, when there's no one-way fares in the market, or the one-way fare is $700 or $800. The airlines aren't really happy about that situation, but if you basically purchase your ticket online, there's not much they can do about that.
Let's go.
The other thing to note about Las Vegas, too, is that there's an airline, specifically Allegiant Airlines, and I'm not sure if they go out of the Wisconsin and Minnesota area, but they have flights into Las Vegas from smaller cities, not the major airports.
Oh.
So you might check into that. I'm not sure if Duluth is part of that, but they have like 30 or so smaller cities that fly into Las Vegas nonstop.
Hmm.
And they only cater to the Las Vegas and Orlando market. So that might be something else you might want to check into.
And what's the name of that place?
Allegiant Airlines.
Allegiant, okay. Chuck in Shell Lake, your turn. Hi, Chuck.
Hi. Good afternoon. I'm calling on behalf of my sister, who is taking a trip with my mother, a cruise down out of Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
And my sister's going to... They're going to do this in December. They're going to fly. She's going to fly out of Iron Mountain to Nashville, spend 2 days in Nashville, and fly from Nashville to Fort Lauderdale, go on their cruise, which they end up back in Orlando for a day. Then they're going to fly from, they want to fly from Orlando back to Nashville. My sister spends a day there, and then she flies from Nashville back to Iron Mountain. And I was just wondering what might be the best way to find the best fare for that.
Okay, that kind of trip is what most people would call a multi-city trip.
Yeah.
When you travel in the U.S. domestic, anything outside of 4 hours before your next flight is not considered a connection. It's considered what's called a stopover.
Yeah.
And in those cases, basically, you have to use fares from the other market in order to make up the trip. So in this case, it sounds like they're going to be in Nashville for a day at least, so that's going to be a stopover. Anything in December time frame, if it's after December, about December 15th, it's going to be very expensive one way because you're getting into the Christmas travel time.
Yeah, it'll probably be the first or second week.
Yeah, so if it's in the first week of December, they should be able to get, especially out of Nashville, some pretty good one-way fare pricing down into Fort Lauderdale. And I guess you're saying they end up in Orlando and coming back from Orlando to Nashville?
Yeah.
A lot of the websites, if you go to faircompare.com and click on the airfare tab at the top left, you can do a multi-city search, and you can plug in the entire itinerary and do a search. That kind of trip sounds to me like it's going to cost, in that round trip range, somewhere between $350 and $550 if you book that for early
Nashville
December.
To, That's the Nashville to Fort Lauderdale. And,
well, just the entire trip. Do they already have their tickets from Iron Mountain down to Nashville?
No, not at all.
So basically for the entire trip, you should be looking at around $400 to $500 for the entire trip to get back home.
Okay.
And if you plug in all the different cities, you'll see what the price differential is. You should get pretty decent pricing for early December. What tends to happen is the airlines tend to have airfare sales starting pretty soon in the next couple weeks for travel after late August up through mid-November, up until the Thanksgiving season. And then right after Thanksgiving, they have usually some cheaper prices up until about December 16th or 17th.
Okay. Thanks very much for calling, and good luck to your sister, Chuck. Thank you.
she's on some planes and trains and automobiles there.
Yeah, she sure is. Well, now, faircompare.com, how is it, and you mentioned this before on another program, but how can you do all this free?
Basically, we have advertising on the website, so if people see something that they're interested in and they click through, we get some money off of advertising, and then if they click through to an airline or an online travel agency, we also get some small revenue for that as well.
Okay. But you're not beholden to any particular company or...
No, we don't sell tickets on faircompare.com, so we're not, you know... One of the things I like to say is that when you're on a website and they're trying to sell you a ticket, what's more important, that they sell you that ticket or give you a good deal or give you good advice? And so I think it's more important that you get good advice and make the best decision when you're buying your tickets.
Rick Sweeney, our guest today, CEO of faircompare.com, a consumer research website, here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Talking about making the best airfare purchasing decisions now with Rick Sweeney of Dallas, Texas. He's CEO of faircompare.com, a consumer research website. Pleased to have him along, and certainly if you want to join in, maybe you've got a question about a trip you want to make, give us a call at 1-800-642-1234 or in Madison at 263-1890. We'd be glad to get you on the air. Rick, I went to your website during the break, and I one of the things that caught my eye was the airline industry's best kept secrets, which is discount first class. And that was kind of interesting. I had occasion to fly first class, and I've always enjoyed it. And according to this, you can sometimes get the first class for coach prices.
Yeah, these are what sometimes are commonly called Y-up or Q-up fares. And they're basically discount first class seats. They normally allocate anywhere from 2 to 4 seats in first class before frequent flyers get a chance at those upgrades. And sometimes they're really good deals, and sometimes they're not so great deals, but they're definitely cheaper than first class. I mean, I personally have traveled for $200 round trip first class between Dallas and St. Louis last year so my six-year-old daughter could see the American Idol concert in St. Louis. So I was able to fly the whole family first class for $230.
Oh, man.
So there definitely are deals. These are really especially good for special occasions like weddings or if you're going on a honeymoon or your anniversary. And the prices are usually anywhere from 20 to 50% below the normal first class price.
Wow.
So you're looking at anywhere from $300 to $400 one way. But there are some really special deals, especially on markets that have low-cost airlines that have a first-class cabin.
Mm.
They usually have the other airlines match those really good prices on first-class. So and the good thing about them, too, is if you get stuck in an airport and you miss your flight because it's your fault and they're going to rebook you on a flight, be sure and ask for those what they call Y-up prices, because you're going to pay a lot for missing that flight. You might as well fly in first class, and a lot of times it's cheaper than coach.
John in Sussex, we'll go to you. Hi, John.
Hi. We'd like to spend New Year's in Costa Rica and would like some advice on how and when to go.
Are you leaving out of Wisconsin or Minnesota?
Wisconsin, preferably, but that can be negotiated.
Okay, so basically, Costa Rica has become a pretty big hot spot for travel, especially in the winter months of late December and early January. Most of the flights that go into Costa Rica originate out of the southern part of Florida, either Miami or Fort Lauderdale or Orlando. So you're going to end up connecting through one of those cities. There's a couple of other hub cities, but it's going to be relatively pricey. I just actually was chatting with somebody last week that wanted to do a similar trip out of Nebraska to Costa Rica, and you're probably looking at. First of all, you need to be looking right now for prices in that area because it's only going to get worse as time gets closer to that time frame. The airlines do a really good job of predicting demand, and Costa Rica's in demand, so they're going to charge a pretty good premium there. You're probably looking at between $400 and $600 round trip at that time of year, maybe even a little bit more.
Mm. So start looking now.
Definitely, you need to be looking now. I would go to the Fare Compare site and put in an airfare email alert, so you'll see if there's any specialty deals that occur from your location to Costa Rica. And which city in Costa Rica?
The capital, and I can't remember the name of the capital.
I can't remember. It's San something, and then there's
San Jose.
San Jose, yeah. So, but definitely it's going to be pretty expensive because that time of year everybody's trying to get away from the cold, but I definitely would start shopping right now and put an alert in there. If you see the prices will waver around, and you might even check see what the prices out of Miami and Fort Lauderdale are, just so you can track how low the prices are going.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Sure.
Thanks, John. And Ryan in Amroa, your turn now. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
My wife and I are doing an international adoption, and our question is, we only get about a week's notice now when we go down to pick him up, our son. He's less than a year old. And do we got to get a round-trip ticket for him? We'll be going down there with two of us and coming back with three. We're in the Appleton area, but, you know, we go out of Milwaukee, Chicago,
right.
Green Bay, whatever it would be.
Yeah, you'll probably be going out of Milwaukee or Chicago, depending. And this is going to happen in the next few weeks?
Yeah, we're hoping to get the call in the next week or two. We're in the final stages of
Which city are you going to be traveling to?
Guatemala City itself.
Yes. So a lot of the international stuff sometimes has Saturday night stays for the cheapest fares.
Okay.
Domestically, they don't really have Saturday night stay requirements anymore. So if you can plan your trip over, make sure it stays over Saturday, you'll be able to get at least the cheapest airfare.
Okay.
When you do plan your trip. Last minute, sometimes on international, there's also a 7-day advance purchase requirement. So that 7-day window for your phone call, you need to be really quick about going ahead and booking. For your child, for domestic travel, if it's an infant in your lap, there's no cost.
Okay.
For most infants in a seat, it's approximately half price.
Half.
And for international, it depends on which airline you pick, but if they're in your lap, most likely it'll be no cost. And in certain cases, it can be up to 25% or 50%, depending on if you want them to have a seat or not.
Oh, okay.
Anything over 2 years of age is pretty much considered an adult nowadays, and you have to have a full price ticket.
Okay, he should be under a year.
Yeah, you should have no problem with that. And basically, when you go to the website to book it, be sure and select infant. And there's two options. There'll be infant in lap and infant in seat. And obviously, the infant in lap is going to be a little less expensive, but a little more of a hassle, obviously.
Yeah.
All right. Excellent. Thank you.
Sure. All right. Thanks a lot for calling. Appreciate the call. Nadine in Brooklyn. Hi to you.
Hi. I'm planning on going to... Belgium in mid-September to see my new grandchild. And because of the devaluation of the dollar, I was also planning on flying to Sweden. So what advice do you have for me?
I heard it mentioned that you were from Brooklyn. Is that...
Brooklyn, Wisconsin.
Brooklyn, Wisconsin. Okay,
that would be
sure before I...
That would probably be Milwaukee, Madison, or Chicago.
Sure. So you're basically... typically, and even out of Madison is probably less. It's going to be more pricey than if you go out of Milwaukee or Chicago.
I usually go out of Chicago.
Right. So out of Chicago, if you're going to Belgium, I don't know the route system as well out of Chicago, but the time frame is. You said mid to late September?
Yes.
So in mid to late September, you're right at the price break points. The seasonal break points for going to Europe usually break sometimes just after Labor Day, sometime in early to mid September. Uh-huh. So you will be catching the seasonal break at a cheaper price for, quote-unquote, the fall pricing.
Uh-huh.
Out of Chicago and out of Milwaukee, there are really good deals on Northwest right now if you can fly into Frankfurt.
Hmm.
Which is in Germany, which isn't too far away. And then you can actually catch another flight from Frankfurt over to your location in Belgium, or if you're going over to Sweden. Are you going to try to do the trip all on one airline? It sounds like to get to Sweden, you're going to have to jump airlines. So you might look at a low-cost airline out of Sweden. There's an airline that is based in, I believe it's in Denmark, that flies all over Scandinavia and into Germany as well. I forget the name, but I think it's called Sterling, that you can also get on, which is relatively low cost.
But I
would look to get into one of the bigger cities because Belgium is going to be more costly.
Yeah.
And so you go into Frankfurt, possibly go in through London, depending on the time frame. I was just looking at a flight just in August for somebody from Milwaukee to Frankfurt, which is running $650 right now for almost the entire month of August on Northwest Airlines.
Wow.
And that's very cheap for that, because that's even before the fall break point. So if somebody wants to go out to Europe, in that price probably would have been about $300 more or $400 more a month ago.
Hmm. And then you'd fly back out of Sweden.
Yeah, out of Stockholm, it's going to be very expensive because the number of airlines that fly into Stockholm are very small. So it's going to be much more expensive than if you pick a bigger city and then take a small, low-cost airline into Sweden.
Would it make more sense to do a round trip from Brussels or from Denmark, whatever?
Yeah, and do a round trip and then do a side trip over to Sweden. That's probably a better choice, actually. So if you were going into Brussels or, let's see, out of Chicago, maybe into Zurich or something like that, and do a round trip into Brussels, and then you can do a side trip on a low-cost airline into Sweden. Without having the flight schedule sitting in front of me, it's hard for me to answer that. But if you'll, one of the things I did start a couple weeks ago is a blog, www.ricksini.com, and I answer a lot of questions in that blog.
Uh-huh.
So you can do some posting on there and ask me a question, or send an email to our customer service at customer.service@faircompare, and we'll get you an answer.
All right.
Okay. The other quick question I have is, I purchase that that ticket to go to Sweden once I get to Belgium?
No, you would buy it right now or as soon as you can on one of the European websites. There's several of them. You can actually go to... let's see, for that, you could go to the actual airline website. You can look. I don't know the flight schedules right now, but Ryan and EasyJet are the two biggest low-cost airlines.
Okay.
And I believe Sterling is the one that specializes in the Scandinavian countries.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks a lot for calling. Harriet in Muscadet, your turn now. Hi, Harriet.
Hi. We would like to travel from Madison to... Fort Collins, Colorado, and we're going for a wedding that's going to take place on the Sunday before Labor Day. And I was wondering, would it be any difference to fly on the Saturday before Labor Day or go earlier in the week?
Well, Saturday is kind of, I mentioned earlier, the best days of travel are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday for both price and convenience. Although, with the planes being so packed out, Saturday hasn't been quite as good as it has been. But the absolute cheapest day is Tuesday. It sounds for a Sunday trip, definitely I would look at departures on Saturday because you're likely to save yourself $50 to $80.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot. Gee, in Madison, your turn now. Hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi. I had a quick question, first of all. You mentioned the address, richfeeney.com, to contact you directly?
I just have a blog where people, I make a lot of posts on my blog there, and people can comment, and I monitor the comments there, and I answer questions there.
And it's R-I-C-H-F-E-E-N-Y?
Yeah, it's R-I-C-K, Rick.
Oh, Rick, okay.
S as in Sam, E as in Edward, A, N as in Nancy, EY.com.
Oh, Rick Cini.
Yeah. Mm.
Okay. All right. My question was, I'd like to fly from the Madison area, basically Chicago would be fine too, to India.
Right.
And I was wondering what would the fares be, what would the cheapest time to fly, how many months before flying is it best to buy a ticket?
Well, for international travel, it's always good to shop pretty much year-round.
Okay.
For your travel time. So there are some good times to buy tickets, but for the most part, you want to shop. What time frame do you want to go?
Pardon?
When do you want to go?
Oh, when do I want to go? I mean, sometime in February, if possible, or...
Right. So I believe one of the lowest cost international travel airlines mm-hmm. to India is Air India.
Yeah.
And they're undercutting the price of all the other airlines by several hundred dollars to India.
Okay.
They only usually have flights once or twice a week. Mm-hmm. I believe they do fly out of Chicago.
Yeah, they do.
And they're going to be basically your best bet right now for the cheapest flights, other than the fact that they usually go on off-peak days, like on Mondays and Fridays, Mondays and Thursdays.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely look into them because I've had a lot of people that have been flying Air India very cheaply over to even to Europe because they have flights into London once or twice a week out of mm-hmm. New York.
Yeah, and so, I mean, should I go to faircompare.com?
Yeah,
or
we
go
have
to
Air India
India
on our site, so you'll pick the days on there, and
uh-huh.
you can see exactly when. If you go into the flexible mode on faircompare.com,
mm-hmm.
you can see where the breakpoints occur for the different seasons. In
okay.
your case, in February, as long as you do it in February, you're fine. The prices will begin raising in mid to late March.
Okay. And now, is there a length of stay which affects your price?
The only issue is some airlines will have like a 30-day maximum stay. Otherwise, they're going to charge you more.
Okay.
And sometimes they have a 90-day maximum stay.
Okay. And then my last question was, when you say, if you have frequent flyer miles with a different airline, you cannot use it on another airline, right?
Only if they're in the alliance. So several airlines are members of alliance where they have a whole group like the Star Alliance or Oneworld. So your frequent flyer miles would be good on the other airlines as long as they're part of the alliance.
Okay, I mean, my frequent flyer miles are with AA, American Airlines. Do you know if they have a partnership with AA?
Yeah, they're in Oneworld, and their biggest partner is British Airways.
Okay.
And they have about four or five other partners. I'd have to go look exactly, but I know they're a big partner with, I think they partner with Alaska Airlines and a couple of
but probably
South
not
American
India.
And Mexico. But it's not one of the Star Alliance is a much bigger alliance.
Mm.
So I'd have to look. But if you go to www.oneworld.com, that'll show you all the different airlines that are part of the One World Alliance.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Guy. Appreciate it. Paul in Belleville, you are next. Hi, Paul.
Hi. We want to travel to San Francisco mid-January, and I'm just wondering when the best time is to start looking for a good deal and what would be considered a price range for a good deal from Milwaukee, Madison, even Chicago.
Okay, so basically what you should do is if you go check the fare compare for Milwaukee and Chicago, we'll show you a one-year history graph. So we'll show you exactly what a good price would be and what the average prices are for purchase each day. So you can get a quick look, you can see exactly. I don't have access to a website in front of me right now, but it'll show you what a good price is. Typically, here's my rule of thumb. And especially for mid-January after New Year's Eve functions go by, it's typically very relatively inexpensive travel time. And from kind of a Midwestern state to a coast, the very, very cheapest you can expect is around $140 out the door, round trip.
Yeah, that would be pretty cheap.
That's about the very cheapest you can expect. And you can expect to pay somewhere between, for that route, probably somewhere between $200 and $300 round trip.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Paul. Roger in Two Harbors, Minnesota. Your turn. Hi, Roger.
Hi. First thing, there was someone in northern Wisconsin wanting to go to Las Vegas. They can fly out of Duluth Wednesdays and Saturdays on Allegiant Air direct flight Duluth-Las Vegas.
Allegiant.
Yeah, I didn't know whether or not Allegiant flew out of Duluth, but I know that they specialize in very low-cost prices one-way and round-trip to Las Vegas, and they are nonstop flights. It's even nice out of a regional airport.
Yeah, thanks, Roger.
Yeah, other thing, I'm planning to leave here December 5th, which is a Wednesday, go to Hawaii, and then on the 11th of December, Hawaii to Sydney, Australia. 6th of January, Western Australia somewhere to eventually Hanoi, Vietnam. I was in Vietnam during the war.
Yeah.
And then at some point go to London and just keep kind of making a round-the-world trip to get back here. And I'm flexible enough to where Chicago, Milwaukee, Duluth, or the Twin Cities would all be reasonable choices.
Are you? Have you already purchased your ticket yet?
I haven't purchased anything.
Well, you're a perfect candidate for what they call is a round-the-world airfare.
Oh.
And they actually have round-the-world airfares. They're not very common. People don't know much about them. There are some agencies that specialize in them. And basically, the round-the-world airfare allows you to travel around the world, but you have to basically stay in the same direction, right?
That's
so you
what
have
I'm
to.
Doing.
Once you start heading in a direction, you have to go around the world. And normally they are related with alliance partners like One World and the Star Alliance. And you can travel any of the airlines in the alliance with this round-the-world ticket and pretty much stay as long as you like.
That's what I'm looking for.
Oh, that's cool.
So what you need to do is if you go to I'm not as familiar with that type of ticket, but sometimes it'll be known as RTW or Round the World. Is the acronym for it. And if you type that into Google, I'm sure you'll find several agencies that will specialize in that. And if you go to the Star Alliance website or the One World, they also should have a section on buying a round-the-world ticket.
Okay. Any guesstimate as to how much this is going to run me?
The last time I saw somebody that did one of those, it cost anywhere between $1,400 and $3,000 for coach.
Okay. Oh.
So if you tried to book all those trips separately, it would cost a lot more than that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to be take the India Pacific Railroad across Australia, and then so I'm coming into Sydney, flying out of
someplace
possibly
else.
Perth or Broome or Darwin.
Right, these tickets are perfect for that because you're completely flexible. You don't have to make advance reservations. It's sort of open ticketing. You call up if they have space, you can hop on. So these are one of those really good things for if you're basically doing a around the world and traveling at your whim.
Yeah, the only parts would be going to Hawaii and going to Sydney. Those dates, because of coordination with other people, are somewhat rigid.
Yeah.
Right. So you'd have to make sure that you're, you know, similar flights and using the alliance program. Obviously, you can start your round-the-world trip out of Hawaii if that's what you wanted to do. Oh. And so you could buy a separate ticket into Hawaii.
Oh, sure.
Okay. When would be a better time? Well, is there a good time to purchase a ticket?
I don't know if they have seasonal round-the-world tickets or not. I'd have to do a little bit more research. If you'll send us a note at customer.service@faircompare.com, we'll take a quick look and see what we can do to help you out.
Thanks a lot for calling, Roger. Appreciate it. And Rick, thank you so much. A lot of fun.
Oh, it's been great. I'd really enjoy chatting with people and helping them find the best deals.
And Rick Seney is CEO of faircompare.com. That's the place. Look, I've got it up on my website right now. Lots of kind of interesting stories there, too. One in particular about the flush herd around the world that I thought was kind of fun. Anyway, you can take a look at that and find out more about good prices at faircompare.com. Rick Seney, our guest. We'll have him back and we'll do this again. Coming up tomorrow, I'll be away tomorrow. Jim Packer will be filling in, and he'll be talking with Tom Davis of Green Bay, the author of why puppies do that, and then at 11:45, travel to the culture and cuisine of Italy with travel expert Reed Bramblett and cookbook author Nancy Jenkins. Stay with us. Lots in store.